producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus, and I just want to thank you guys for listening today. And I have my co-partner, co-host here, Tony Cannulli. Tony, did you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
I did. I really, really did. The only thing that would have been better, Marianne, is if we could have done it with you.
Oh, you're so kind. You are so kind. We had family. It was a snowy, it was a great day. It was a really great day. So,
and I understand you didn't even have turkey.
I didn't. No turkey. We had brisket.
No turkey.
We had brisket and ham. A couple people, my husband, doesn't really care for turkey that much, so we kind of opted to go the other route. But it was a great day, just the same. Without the turkey, everybody stayed awake.
No kidding. Right? No kidding. What a difference that is. Yeah, we had turkey, and you're absolutely right. It was rough after.
It was rough.
About it.
All right. Well, we got a great show today, and I'm just tickled. I can't wait to meet our guest today. And tell me a little bit about him. How did you know this guy? I mean, you just know a plethora of just interesting people I've discovered, and this is just another one on the list here.
Oh, geez, you know, plethora. You're using big words here. I don't. well, you know, JJ is a real. He's an unbelievable guy. I've always had friends growing up in sports and professional athletes, and I've always appreciated and admired athletes because of their mindset. You know, they're champions, the way they think, the way they do things. And I've just always seen, Marianne, a commonality between athletics, sports of any kind, and professionals in the direct selling industry and how the successful professionals become. They're very similar. And so I heard a little bit about JJ. You know, we run in some of the same circles. He was in another company that I know the founders of a few years back. And I got to know him, and I heard his story, and I was like, man, this guy is amazing. So I had him on the Slight Edge Zone over at the Home Business Radio Network. I guess it's been probably 2 or 3 years now. And he did a phenomenal job, and his story is amazing. And so, you know, I thought, geez, this guy is going to bless some people here. We're right after Thanksgiving coming into the holidays throughout the end of the year. And I just think JJ's story, how down-to-earth he is, and his attitude and thought process and mindset. I just thought all of that would really impact Tom's listeners. And so you guys are listening in. You guys are in for a real treat with J.J. Burden. He's just an amazing, amazing human being.
Wow. I've been kind of reading through his bio here, and I saw, and I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit, but I saw that he has a lot of kids, and then I read how he had taken on his nieces and nephews, and what a tremendous story that is, I'm sure. So are we ready? Because he's here.
Oh, he's here. Awesome. Yeah,
he's
already
on. So, JJ, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Yay! JJ, thank you so much for being on the show today. Like I said earlier, you know, Tony just knows so many amazing people, and I was excited to hear that you were going to be part of the program today. So go ahead.
Thank
Let's
you.
Just get it started.
Well, first, I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate that, and it's been nice getting to know Tony more and more. And you're right, he seems to know everyone, so it's good.
Well, I know the most important people, like Tom Chenault. You know, Tom is great. Marianne, of course, you, JJ. I mean, you know, you guys are all champions, and I just love having champions on the show. And you know, your story, you were a duck, and you went to a great school. Your story about how, like, when you started in the NFL is so significant. You had so much actually going against you, and your mindset and the way you thought, you really aspired to become more. And 9 years in the NFL, living through what you had to live through. It's just amazing. So I really would love for everybody in this first segment, JJ, just to kind of hear your story, and then we can kind of get into, I know you've written some books, we'll talk a little bit about the books, but one of the things I want them to understand is the similarities between, you know, being an athlete. For instance, why would a professional athlete like yourself, why would you choose network marketing? And I remember in our first interview that we did, you talked about how you had a plan B while you were still playing football, that you had thought about moving forward, like what you were going to do after. And I thought that was particularly fascinating that you thought that far ahead. And so I want people to really understand why someone like yourself, you could do anything, and you know, you've proven to be a champion before you ever joined or got involved in direct selling, why you would choose it. So we're going to have this. It's going to be a great interview, but let's share with everybody your story here in this first segment. And Marianne, I tell you what, you better have a notepad out for this. This guy's awesome.
All right. I got, you know what? I ran and grabbed that so I would have it right here with me. All right. Let's
all right,
go.
Well, definitely. Well, I'll start a little early and kind of take you back briefly to high school, college, because that's kind of where it all started for me, because I've always been a little guy. I played in the NFL at 5'10", 157 pounds. I was the smallest player in the NFL, and I had a history of people telling me I couldn't do it. I was too small, and it started in high school. And I was a track and field athlete. That was kind of my focus, was to try to get to the Olympics. I was a really good long jumper. And as I was being recruited in college, no Division I football teams felt I could play at that level. And so I just said, okay, I'll show them. And I got a track scholarship. And as I got a track scholarship at the University of Oregon, I asked them, hey, what do you think about me doing football? And they just said, well, let's focus on track this year, and maybe we'll see if we can get you to walk on the next year. And that year goes by, and I was literally begging the head coach, Rich Brooks, to give me a shot. And what's interesting about all of this, Marianne and Tony, is that I didn't really want to play football or the NFL. It's just I just wanted to prove everybody wrong. I just wanted to prove them that I could do it. You know, that's what it was more about, what was driving me. And so I go through college, and I graduated from the University of Oregon, but I was a two-sport athlete and doing track and football. And then next thing you know, I get drafted, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding, because I didn't have this great track football career. I had some injuries, but I was this mysterious track guy who could catch the football, you know. But my focus was the Olympics. I had qualified for the Olympic trials in the long jump, so I'm heading for that, and I'm preparing for that, and then I get drafted. So I go to this rookie camp for the Cleveland Browns, who drafted me, and I thought, well, let's just go check it out. I really don't want to play, but let's just go see what it's all about. And the third practice, and when I'm with the Cleveland Browns, I tear my ACL up. I tear my ACL ligament and my MCL. So immediately, track was done. But here's where the shift took place, because I believe once an opportunity closes, there's always another one out there if you're paying attention. And then suddenly I saw the NFL as an opportunity. I said, hey, let's go this route now. And that's where my attention swung towards. But I have to tell you, I was very afraid. I just didn't think that first year I was capable of playing with some of the biggest and strongest and most impressive professional athletes out there. But that first year I was on IR, injured reserve, and my job was to get healthy, to learn the system, and just really pay attention. And that was a great year for me, because I sat back there and I watched and I observed and I learned, and I started to believe that I could play. I said, you know, I can play in the NFL. Doesn't matter my size, you know, I can play. I just got to get healthy. And so I spent kind of the next 2 years dealing with obstacle after obstacle, because I was cut by the Browns the next year. Then I was sent to the Dallas Cowboys, and I was there in 89, and they were going to play me, and they didn't play me the whole season, and then they let me go, and then I went to a couple other teams, and I couldn't pass their physical because my knee had some swelling in it. And so I went back home to rehab for 3 months, and I was finally healthy. And then the Kansas City Chiefs signed me, and I had a phenomenal offseason. And, okay, I'm going to make this team for sure. And then they cut me because some guy they drafted, I was out playing him, and he has to make the team. So I sat home for 2 weeks. But during that time, I never lost focus. I never lost sight of the dream. I said, I'm going to play. I'm good enough. It's going to happen. And then 2 weeks later, the Chiefs called me back, and they put me on the team. I scored a touchdown against the Seattle Seahawks, and the rest was history. And my career went on to go 9 years. And as Tony said, though, I felt privileged to be in the NFL. I'm not one of those kids who was groomed to play in the NFL. So I took every day as if it was special, every year as if it was my last. So I was already thinking about life after football about year three, you know, starting planning for the plan B. Because most professional athletes, when they retire, they're not financially set for life. That's kind of a myth buster. They think professional athletes, you make good money, you're set for life. And there's a very small number that is. For most of us, we have to think about life after football. So I was planning ahead for that next phase. And then when year nine came up, I decided enough was enough. I played 9 years. I'm relatively healthy. Let's walk away from the game. And then I had some businesses I was ready to dive into. I had three different businesses in the health and wellness industry. And I ran those companies for about 9 years. And the biggest surprise was it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. You know, the American dream, own your own businesses and, you know, ride off into the sunset and have the freedom and all that. And it didn't happen. And that's when I started peeking at the network marketing industry. I had never done network marketing. I totally understood the concept. It made sense to me, passive income and so forth. I love the team aspect of it because I was used to being on a team. I love that aspect because, to be successful, you got to help your teammates become successful. And to me, there was nothing wrong with that. And so there was just that transition I went through, but I just thought there were so many similarities with being a professional athlete and being a network marketer. Because it was all about, again, you know, focusing on the basics, learning the basic skill sets and mastering those skill sets. You know, it was about being consistent and working hard and, you know, showing discipline. I mean, this is in an athlete's DNA, you know, and then again, it was just, you know, having the realistic vision of this takes time to build. You know, it took me 10 years to get really to the NFL when you count high school, college, and finally make it. So I had no problem with thinking long-term commitment with a long-term vision. And since I've been in the industry, I love it. I really do. And it's something that I'm proud of because it's about who can I help today, who can I help achieve their dreams. And so I've been in the industry now 8 years, and, you know, definitely something I'll be in until the rest of my life.
Yeah, you know what you said there, the rest of your life. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, once it's under your skin, there is no known cure. And,
yeah.
You know, it's so true. But you had said something in the first interview we did, JJ, that I just, to this day, resonates with me, that you actually didn't read any books or anything on personal development for like the first 3 years. And then everything changed for you once you...
We got to take a break. We're going to be right back. JJ, hang on to that thought, and we'll be back in just a minute. Tom Chenault Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
All right, we are back. It's a Saturday afternoon. I'm Marianne Niehaus. I'm here with Tony Cannulli. And I can't wait to hear this next segment with JJ. I'm just loving to get to know this guy. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
He is amazing. JJ, I'm sorry we got cut off there in that last commercial, but, you know, we got to have commercials because this is real radio. But, you
right,
know,
right. We got a short segment here, too, just so you know, so...
Yeah, we got about 6 minutes on this segment, but then we got some time to stretch our legs after. One thing that it really hit me was you know, you had really got into personal development. You're a thinker, of course, and you started thinking about, you know, your life after football. You were saying even after 3 years, and I can imagine playing against some of the monsters you played against, you probably, you know, have to be being chased down from them all the time. I can only imagine why that would be the case. And so, you know, you talked about how you read that first personal development book, and that kind of changed things. And maybe we can take just a few minutes and talk about that whole concept. In order to have more, you have to become more. And you started to get into that, and it really made a difference in your network marketing career.
Yeah, it really did. I went through a typical learning curve. I think many people go through in network marketing, and I think some people embrace the learning curve and some resist it. And I was kind of a bit of a resistor at the beginning because although this is a new industry for me, I figured on the outside, I said, I got this. This is pretty simple. You know, sign people up, get them going. I can do this. And I think maybe because of the success I had as an athlete and some of the other things I did, I kind of came in a little bit overconfident. And that 16 months was brutal. But I finally reached a point where I said, either I'm going to quit or I'm going to really learn how to do this because what I'm doing right now is not working. And I sat back, and first thing I did was I started listening to the leaders. Started listening to the leaders in the industry that had obvious success. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no substitute for experience. These guys had success. They must know what they were doing. And right away, those leaders encouraged me to start a personal development program. And I had not read, I think it was almost 3 years, I had not read a book in this industry, this profession at all. And I remember the first book I read was by Paula Pritchard, Owning Yourself, the very first one. And I was so impressed with the content of what I was learning from someone who had been in the industry for many, many years. And then I picked up another book, and then it was another book, and then I became hooked. But I started to realize that, okay, this isn't just about learning the X's and O's of network marketing. It's also about personal developing yourself, growing yourself mentally, you know, your attitude, your belief, putting yourself in the right mindset, because this industry has its, you know, its ups and downs, its challenges, and you've got to be in the right mindset that you can't allow those setbacks to stop you from achieving the goal. You still got to keep going. You still got to keep growing. You got to keep learning. And so that decision was a game changer for me. And to this day, personal development is a part of my daily activity.
That is such a common story, JJ and Marianne, that you hear in the profession. And it was the same way with me. My first book was The Magic of Thinking Big, and it just opened my eyes to the possibilities of what it took. Now, I was a student of athletes. I grew up, I was mentored by some really amazing athletes. Actually, my family, one of their many businesses in Boston was we used to set up and organize boxing events and wrestling events. I was a hockey player, and I also became a fighter. I decided that the hockey was too brutal, and I decided to join boxing because <You know>, hockey was just too rough. And so I had understood some of the basic tenets that all athletes go through. But once I started understanding the people side of the business, JJ, and in order to have more, you have to become more, and how you have to have that amazing mindset. And there's certain things that set people aside. I know just recently, and we'll get into a little bit more here after this break, I know that you wrote a book called When Opportunity Knocks, 8 Surefire Ways to Take Advantage. And so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what drove you to write that book. What did you learn in your network marketing career that actually was the inspiration, you know, behind that book and all of that? Because, you know, this is your second book or your first book?
This is my first.
Oh, boy, I've already got you writing the book already after the fact.
The next one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the title of that because, you know, I think everyone throughout their life, opportunities show up at different times. And we're just not sure. We're not sure. You know, network marketing came in and out of my life several different times. And I dabbled in it. And I was like, you, JJ, I own my own business. I thought that was, you know, the American dream. And what I realized is that business really owned me. And I didn't have the freedom or the time like I thought I would. And so that's why something, you know, just switched in my brain with the network marketing side. So we're gonna take a break here in a few minutes and go into a little bit more, and then maybe we'll come up with some title for your next book while we're talking about it. But I want to hear more about what you're doing, and I love the personal development side. So we'll be right back. This is Marianne Niehaus, Tony Cannulli, J.J. Burden on the Tom Chenault Show.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
All right, we are back on this Saturday afternoon. This is the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. You know, Tom's going to be getting back into the country here. And we're going to miss doing this show together, Tony. This has been fun.
It has been. It really has been a blast. Well, maybe, you know, if we talk really nice to him and send him flowers, chocolates, and all kinds of cool things, maybe he'll let us do some more.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think he's going to, you know, he travels for months at a time, so we'll see what happens next. All right, let's get back to JJ. I want to talk more about, you know, the personal development side, I think, is so huge. And I'm excited that you wrote this book, but I was talking about how opportunities show up throughout our life. And we just, I think so many times, you know, there's those naysayers out there. They're not interested in, they're okay with mediocrity. They're not interested in doing something more and bigger. And I think that's something when you get into network marketing without even realizing it, what transpires is so much bigger than what you thought. Did you find that, JJ, in this profession?
Absolutely, I did. I mean, when you see the opportunity for what it is, and you embrace it, and that's really the key, is if you embrace it, because a lot of people see it, they want it, but unfortunately, some aren't willing to put in the work. And so, for me, when I looked at this industry and its potential and the lives it could change, and then I found out, here's what's required. Here's the secret to success. You got to do this and this and that. And I thought, okay, no problem. I'm going to do that without a doubt. And that's one of the things I love about network marketing, because you control what you control. It's based off of you, what you do, who you help, what energy you put into it, how you develop yourself. You know, in football, I'm playing and there's 11 guys on the field. We all have separate jobs. If one guy doesn't do his job, that can affect the play. That can affect the game. And in network marketing, it's about what you do every single day. Yeah, you're working with a team, but it's about you making your calls, you doing your personal development, you learning the presentation. And that's what I love about it, because I have the control over my earning potential and what lives I can touch.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You know, JJ, the interesting thing about network marketing and, you know, being a pro athlete is one thing that I learned. I didn't realize that I started in personal development long before I read that first book, because when I became a fighter, the guy that trained me, his name is David Gates, top 10 middleweight champ, well, top 10 in the world, was as far as middleweights goes at the time, and he had retired and he started to do some training, and I was very blessed to have him. And I remember him talking to me about mindset, and he had me go and watch old fight tapes, and one of the people that he asked me to really look into and really study because of my style, weight, height, and all that was a guy by the name of Rocky Marciano. His real name is Rocco Francis Marciano. They changed his name, and he's from the same area I grew up in Boston. And I remember he was 5'10", and he was about 182 pounds or so. And as a heavyweight, you know, that was about as light as you're going to go in the heavyweight division. So he fought guys who were a lot bigger. And he had the shortest reach. And he, as a matter of fact, he had to learn to crouch and get on the inside of his opponents. But what he did was he overcame by thinking. He overcame by the way he would train. And instead of working on a 100-pound heavy bag, for instance, he used a 200-pound heavy bag. And he was one of the hardest hitters. And to this day, he's the only undefeated world heavyweight boxing champion in the world, even at that height, even at that weight. And I think about it when I look at your story, and you know, you were 5'10", you're 157 pounds roughly when you started. And look at anybody listening to this, watch football today and imagine what JJ had to deal with every single day against some of the monsters on the field. And I think you outthought them. I think you know, I learned personal development through the biography and watching and listening and learning and through sports. And then one of the reasons I have such a strong interest in people, in stories like you, is because it's so personal to me, because you were learning personal development, but then you actually picked up the books and started really taking it to another level. But just think about it. Network marketing is the only playing ground that I know of where the average person, if they really wanted bad enough, like you did, or like in Rocky Marciano's case, he wanted it bad enough where he overcame all his own limitations. Think about that now. And isn't that really the case? Haven't you found that to be the case in your network marketing career, JJ?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, I had a slight advantage, because when you take my journey to the NFL, you know, I knew the odds. A high school player has a 0.008% chance they're going to make it to the NFL. A college player has a 1.6% chance to make it to the NFL. An NFL player will play 3.2 years. So I knew about these odds, and then put my height and my size. I knew what I was up against. But it all comes back to, and we talk about this in network marketing, your why, your reason for doing it. In my book, I call it your passion. What's your passion? Because I had such a burning desire to
to make it, to prove people wrong. And that drove me. And because that drove me, I was willing to do whatever it took on the field. If I had to go hit that guy that was 265 pounds and that was my job and that was why I was going to stay on this team, I would do it. If I had to stay up and memorize all these plays, I would do it, because that is what was going to allow me to stay on the team. Network marketing, to me, it's the same thing, but here's the beauty of it. It's not your physical attributes that determine your success. No, you decide the odds. It's your commitment and your effort that's key to your success. And to me, as you said, it just opens up the playing field for everybody if they're willing to embrace the concept that, you know, again, you have the control if you're willing to do these things. And so it was an easy transition. The hard transition was being a little more coachable at the beginning and not thinking that, okay, I got this stuff. But just like in football, you know, when I joined the Cleveland Browns, I had to embrace all the veterans. They had to learn how to play in the NFL. It's different. In network marketing, I had to learn how to be a network marketer. And when people allow themselves to be students of this industry, then they're setting themselves up for success.
You had to learn how to be a network marketer. Those are brilliant terms, and it's so true. You do. You have to learn. It's a different sport. And it's funny you say that, because I've always described to people that network marketing, let's say, for instance, and you've had plenty of business professionals that were never in network marketing join your businesses since you've been here over the last 8 years, just like I have, just like Mary Ann has, just like Tom Chenault has over the years. And the one thing that I've always described is sometimes I get a little frustrated when they get started, JJ, because they were successful with this company, or they had this successful small company, or they maybe were CEO of a company, and they understand, they have strong principles, solid core knowledge, they have discipline, they have a lot of the attributes that a successful network marketer would have. But how I explain it to them is, they can imagine if you played, you're an athlete, but imagine if you played basketball for 4 years, and all of a sudden you're now learning a new rule book. Now all of a sudden you're becoming a soccer player, or you're becoming a football player, or whatever, you know, sport you choose. You've got to learn that new sport. And so a business professional that learns and comes into network marketing, direct selling, they've got to learn a new sport. They have a whole new rule book. And so, and basically, you had a lot of those basic attributes, but now you had to really learn the sport. And how important was it for you, and when did you finally figure out that you needed mentors? And how important was it? Well, how much of a difference did mentorship, being connected to those that had, you had said earlier in the show that you had started, you figured it out, wait a minute, they've already done this, then, you know, there's a pretty good chance they can help me, basically, you know, if they've proven themselves. So how important was it for you when the mentors, or when you chose to go and actually get that advice and knowledge from the mentors that you had starting out?
Huge. It was a game changer. It was a game changer, and it was like the light switch going off, you know, and everything that I learned in athletics, because I played for four different teams, and every team that I was signed to, I always latched on to the veteran wide receiver. Who's the veteran wide receiver that I can learn from? You know, because they've been in this offense for a while, or they understand the nuances and so forth, and in network marketing, that switch finally went off, and I said, who are the veterans I can learn from? And I selected the ones within my company, and then I selected ones in the industry. Thank goodness we have social media, because you can sit there and learn from other, you know, network marketing pros out there that they don't even know you, but you can still classify them as a mentor. So I figured that if I can learn from someone who's already walked the road that I want to travel on, then I know that's gonna help me deal with this learning curve that I'm on right now. And it was just such a game changer. And it's one of the things that I tell new people. When new associates join our team and they say, JJ, what's the best advice you can give me? The first thing I tell them is, you need to listen to your sponsor. Listen to your sponsor. If your sponsor is building, they have success, don't question, just do. They've hit their level for a reason. They know what they're doing. I said, that's the best advice I can give you. And a lot of them are kind of shocked because they're new to our industry, but when they stay in, they get it. So mentorship was a huge game changer for me.
And let me add something to that, because I know there's going to be somebody listening to this show that's going to be going, well, my sponsor quit, or my sponsor has been one day longer than me, and they haven't had any success at all. I can only imagine. Here's the point that JJ's making, is even if it's not the sponsor, his sponsor, her sponsor, or her sponsor, his sponsor above them, somebody in that family tree, in the lineage of your group, in your company, has success and has proven or demonstrated the ability to go out and create and grow a long-term legacy-based business, which, quite frankly, if you're not looking at a legacy-based business, then you probably may want to rethink your career in network marketing. But that's for a whole other show, Fred, JJ, and Marianne.
Yeah.
And so that's a really valuable point, is to learn. You get true wisdom by learning from those that have already made the mistakes, as Breakheart had pointed out back a couple of shows ago that we did here, Marianne. And, we got a few minutes left here on this segment. Let's talk about your book. What inspired you to write that book, JJ? And then at some point here, the interview you and I had done was phenomenal, and you really covered, you had a list of what you were looking for in picking a company. You're an amazing thinker, and you thought it very, very well, and you gave me that list in that interview, and it was about 45 minutes of just, you talking about what you did, what you learned, and what was important. I know we don't have the time today to go through that, but maybe at the last segment you can just talk about a few of the most important things and why, a legacy business is so important as well. And for anybody who would like to hear that Slight Edge Zone interview that I did with JJ over the Home Business Radio Network, you can go to askachampion.com here. It's not up yet. It'll probably be about 2 or 3 weeks because we're building the site. And I'll have that up there, or you can just message me on Facebook, and I'll be glad to send it over to you. But you did a phenomenal job.
All right, we're
going to
take – Tony, sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back. Thank you so much. We're on the Tom Schnall Show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following
following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. We got Tony Ganulli. Ganulli. I said your name wrong today. And J.J. Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right.
Well, hey, now, okay, let's see. This is want. It's a
Ganulli, I guess. Tony Ganulli. Oh my goodness. It's so we only have a few more minutes left. I can't believe it. We were just chatting about how fast the show is going. JJ's great. I've got some notes I'm taking here, and I just love the practicality of it all, right? He's not, you know, throwing a bunch of fluff and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you gotta get in and you gotta dig your heels in and you just gotta commit, you know, to embracing it. And, you know, it's right. I mean, that switch that he was talking about, JJ, what you were talking about, that switch coming from, you know, where I was in the corporate world, it's just crazy when that switch flips, like your whole mind processing changes. And I think until people see that, until it happens to them, it's hard to understand, because I felt like that myself.
It's so true. It is so true. You know, even though JJ's been in this profession for less than a decade now, you were talking about fluff and no fluff. I mean, his interview, his show that he did on picking a company, all the factors that he looked into and how well thought they were, it was the best list I have ever heard. I've been around 3 decades in this profession since I've been 18, Marianne, as you know, and I've never heard a list like it. So, no, not at all. Very straightforward. And I know we just have a few minutes left. Let's talk about your book. What inspired you? And love for people to know how to find it and talk just a little bit, you know, about how it came about. Because I love the name and I love the book.
Well, thank you. No, yeah, When Opportunity Knocks, 8 Surefire Ways, my new, I can say bestseller now, guys. We hit bestsellers on Amazon list, so
yay.
I can now say that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. But no, you know, I knew I would write a book one day because when I was in the NFL and around year 4, year 5, I just started realizing that I'm pretty unique here, you know, this little guy and I'm still playing. And then I started thinking about all the different players that had come to the teams I was on, and they had all the ability in the world, but there was always something they wasn't willing to do. And I thought, man, missed opportunities. These guys are not taking advantage of it. And then I just saw this repeated, you know, over and over. And then when I got into network marketing, I saw the same thing. Huge opportunity that could change people's lives. But I would see people not willing to do what it took to achieve it. And so when I sat down with my mentor, I had this gentleman who was a very successful leadership trainer and author, and I said, hey, I want to write a book.
I'm not really sure. I kind of know the concept. And he listened to all the content I'd ever shared. He goes, you mentioned the word opportunity a lot. You need to have a book that has the word opportunity in it. And that's kind of where I got the title from, because I wanted it to show that not just for sports, not just for network marketing, but anybody in the world that has something they value, because anything that's of value and important to you, that can be an opportunity. And if I could share 8 principles, a blueprint of success when it comes to seizing and taking advantage of an opportunity, I wanted to do that. And I think mission was accomplished. And I'm really proud, because I wrote the book. It's my words. A lot of great stories from business, from family, from sports. But I think the message comes over pretty clearly.
People can find it. It's JJBird.com. Is that the best place? I know, obviously, you can find it on Amazon. And congratulations once again on the bestseller, JJ. I just think that should be a book in everybody's library.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, yeah, definitely my website, JJBurden.com, because if you purchase it through there, I'm personally signing it. So that's probably the best place to order.
Ooh. Yeah, that's worth it.
Marianne will be the first one there. I guarantee you she'll be the first one there. She is quite a student of personal and professional development. And kudos to Tom Chenault, because Tom has been working with her for years, and they're great friends. And I've watched her grow over the last several years. And it's just, she's a perfect example of, in order to have more, you have to become more. And all I've seen is she just grows every single day. I love working with her. I'm just so proud of you, Marianne. Like, yeah, I just got to tell you, I'm so excited that we've had this opportunity here to share this time. And, you know, JJ, I know we don't have the time to go into, you know, to how you came about picking a company, because it's such important information for people that want to grow long-term and want a legacy path, especially, you know, what you and I have spoke about. So I can't wait for people to listen to the interview we did with the Home Business Radio Network. Maybe we can have you come back and we can talk a little bit more about that, because that was a couple of years ago, and I'm sure even since then you've probably refined a lot of what you've talked about in that interview.
Yeah, that was a very important component for me as far as selecting a company. And I actually listed those 11 reasons. I had 11 bullet points, you know, basically highlighting my next network marketing company must meet all 11 of these criteria. And I actually have it on my website. But that was really important to me, because just like my third year in the NFL, when I was signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, I said, this is my year. I'm 100%. I got to choose the right team. And I knew exactly what I wanted in a team. Same as network marketing. I knew I could do it. I had already had success in one company, but I had to make that move. And I thought, if I'm going to do this with another company, I've got to choose the right company, and a company that has that long-term vision with long-term commitment and these 11 bullet points. And I believe I found that company. But I think it's important for everyone to take the time to choose their company, because if you choose the wrong company and it's not the right fit, you know, you could end up with years of frustration.
All right, we're going to go here. But you know what? You're right. It's important to find the right company.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is
you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.